You look at older generations and you think to yourself, why didn't you do anything?
I mean, you have to act.
We need to be moving, and we need moving quickly.
Our children's future is at stake, and we have to make changes.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been bringing you a series called Climate Crew, which takes a look at the work of people who are doing something about environmental challenges, including climate change. A fellow teacher tipped us off about Kevin Randall, who teaches at Granville High School. He decided something needed to be done to make the school a little greener. Kevin Randall joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the high school. How many students? What kind of building is the school?
We're a pretty big community. We have a large high school. There's nearly 2,000 students in our school. Each graduating class has between 400 and 450 students usually. So there's a diverse population and a lot of activities for students to get involved in.
And I understand you've got a group of students working with you to help make Granville High School more environmentally friendly. So how are they working with you?
That's correct. We are called the GHS Green Team. I have to first thank my predecessor, Mr. Terry Blevins. He started our environmental club and our recycling program many years ago, and I've just been lucky enough to take the ball and run with it. Our students on the Green Team do many things. One of our main goals is to raise awareness with the students and the adults in our building about environmental issues and how to live more sustainably. And of course, we're also trying to reduce the footprint of our own building and help the students of our school reduce their personal footprints at home. So there's quite a few projects we try to get involved in.
Right. Granville High was recently named a Michigan Green School and designated an Evergreen School. What does that all mean?
Well, the state of Michigan runs that program for the Michigan Green Schools, and you can apply every March. And when you apply, you get a certain number of points based on the projects that you've done. And there are three levels of certification, I suppose. And for several years now, we've been lucky enough to get the third level, the highest level, by getting 20 points for accomplishing quite a few things in a school year.
So there are four different categories like reduce, reuse, recycle, energy, environmental protection, and so forth. We don't have time to go through all 20 points. So tell me, give any idea some of the major projects you're doing at Granville.
Recently, one of our biggest projects was to try to reduce the waste in our cafeteria. So we went to our cafeteria supervisor, and he told us that there were 54,000 plastic forks that get thrown away in a year at Granville High School. So we applied for a grant. We purchased durable metal forks. We built recycling tables and recycling stations. And now every student uses a durable metal fork or a spoon instead of disposables. And that's just one way we're trying to capture the low-hanging fruit, if you will, by reducing our waste in the high school.
Give us another couple of examples.
Sure, absolutely. Recently, we built a garden at our school. Our garden is for flowers and for vegetables. Sometimes we're able to pick vegetables and give those to our teachers or to students who need them. We have a pretty strong recycling program here at our school. We recycle thousands of pounds of bottles and paper every year. We participate in things like school cleanups, and recently we just went out and did a cleanup on Lake Michigan at Holland State Park. So sometimes we're actually out in the community trying to do some service, and we invite the students of our school to tag along with us when we do those things.
As you mentioned, Granville's a pretty good-sized school, large staff. Why did you decide, hey, I'm going to do this? What motivated you?
Well, somebody has to do it, Lester. I mean, it's a really important topic, and it's important that our students have somebody that they can turn to in the building that understands the importance of this. And I also felt like I needed to do more in my life for my own two children at home. They need to know that their dad is working as hard as he can to reduce the effects of climate change and to spread the word and to make sure that other students out there are learning about this just the way they are at home.
I understand you also lead workshops in your area of the state on ways to combat climate change. So here's a little challenge. What are three things we can do right now to combat climate change?
That's a great question. The first thing that I think people don't realize is that they need to really make their home more efficient, make it more airtight. A lot of our energy is wasted by just simple inefficiencies that we can improve in our home with just a few dollars. Of course, we can reduce our food waste and we can eat a little bit more responsibly, a little more locally. We can eat less meat. A lot of people don't realize that combined with food waste and eating more locally, that's one of the top solutions to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, because so much food is wasted and so much of that turns into methane in our landfills. So that's a wonderful way. And of course, we can always do the small things like purchasing less and recycling more and carrying reusable water bottles instead of buying single serving disposable plastic things that need to be thrown away all the time. Those are just simple things that we can do in our daily lives.
Now, I can guarantee you that there are listeners out there shaking their heads, yes, and others are rolling their eyes. So what do you think is the best way to get people to do something, anything, to get involved in environmental issues or combating climate change the way you have?
Well, I look at it like the example that we would set for our children. It seems to me that when our children are small, we're always trying to teach them the right way to do things. And then when we grow up and become adults, we feel a lot of freedom to do whatever we want instead of what the responsible thing is. And if we ask our little children what the responsible thing is, they can tell us themselves. These things are easy to do. They only help the environment. They only provide a better example for our neighbors and our friends and our students and our children. There's really no reason not to do these things because they're so low effort. They cost very little to get started. It's just a personal choice to make.
Kevin Randall teaches biology at Granville High School, and he's been leading an effort to make that school more sustainable. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We know there have been others like Kevin Randall out there, but we just don't know about them, so we need your help. If you know of anyone who is working to make their part of Michigan a greener place, please let us know. To nominate someone, just send us an email with helpful information to stateside@michiganradio.org and put Climate Crew in the subject line. That's stateside.